Legislators made no secret of their problems with the salaries and benefits Milwaukee Area Technical College teachers and administrators enjoy. Co-chair of the Audit Committee, Republican Senator Carol Ressler, spoke to employee contracts that allowed 4% wage increases both last year and this year.
I find this really offensive in these times.
But the president of MATC, Darnell Cole, says the college has reopened health care packages for employees for the first time in 30 years.
They now participate in as co-payers, and they have doubled their deductible. That was a breakthrough for MATC.
But further changes to MATC's health plans cannot be made until 2007 without union approval. The audit expresses concern this could hamstring the college if health care costs continue to spiral upward. Committee members also questioned faculty salaries at MATC. The audit shows Milwaukee Tech teachers make more than 6.5% higher salaries than their counterparts in Madison. Senator Ressler.
I believe throughout state government, salaries are not going up. When positions are vacated and there's restructuring happening, those new jobs are created at a lesser salary, not a greater salary.
According to the audit, the maximum teacher salary at MATC is just over $78,000, but some 64% of the 600 full-time teachers made more than that for doing extra work. President Cole.
We have an outstanding credentialed faculty with master's and PhDs, and our faculty teach.
The audit did credit MATC with eliminating a $3.5 million deficit.
The one thing that you can be assured of, since I've been the president here, MATC has always had a balanced budget. A balanced budget under my presidency is not optional.
MATC administrators told legislators they have been working on recommendations made in the state audit of the college concerning efficiencies. Legislators say MATC must get a handle on spending because in these lean times, they say, property taxpayers will demand it. Nearly half of the college's $152 million operating expense budget comes from property taxes. $30 million of it comes directly from state aid. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.